We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Saturday night, the Lakers played the Celtics, and, you know, it wasn't the vintage Lakers Celtics, you know, great teams. However,
it did come down to the very end.
When the Lakers play the Celtics, there's always something exciting about it, and the game was going back and forth, and the Celtics tied it as they were, I think it was Jaylen Brown was fouled late in that game, made his two free throws. The Lakers got the ball, took it down the floor. LeBron went up, was hammered, hit, fouled, whatever word you want to use.
They touched his wrist.
Whatever. He was fouled. No call was made, and they ended up losing the game in regulation. And
no, in overtime.
And they lost in overtime. I'm sorry. And LeBron at the end of the game, well, here's the play we talked about. And when they showed the replay, yes, it was he should have been upset. He was fouled. Now, he, you know, on the court afterwards, you know, he was basically he was so distraught. He didn't go up to the officials and start screaming. He just was incredulous.
He was very demonstrative in his
demonstrative. Actions. I think he was very upset and was very, like I said, distraught. And, you know, there are obviously the LeBron haters. Oh, you're so baby. You know, you get a lot of calls. Well, he hasn't been getting a lot of the usual calls he gets this season for some reason. What a lot of people are, like I said, you know, you're a baby and all that. I loved it. And here's why. We always complain and bitch about these players. They don't care about this and that regular season. He was so pissed off. And I loved seeing emotion in a regular season basketball game that the greatest player playing today and maybe one of the two or three best players of all time cares on that much to be that upset about a regular season NBA game. Now, Patrick Beverley, P-Bev, his teammate, he came onto the court and, well, here's what happened here. I mean, it was pretty damn funny. However, you can't do that. He deserved the
technical foul. Oh, the team. Well, I would think he would assume if I go show him this camera, I'm going to get teed up.
I know. So you start off overtime with having your other opponent at the line for technical fouls. Yeah. I mean, that was ridiculous. Also, after the game, Anthony Davis of the Lakers, well, he thought his team got screwed. And you know what? I saw a tweet by the referees union basically saying, yes, we messed that. One of our guys messed that call, and we take that seriously. We don't sleep well when we screw up.
Some people thought that they were trolling by the they went a little bit over the top. I thought it was a good tweet as well.
Yeah, so did I. I mean, like I said, I mean, I'm sure in the minority. I'm the minority of this. I thought it was really good that LeBron showed some emotion, that he actually cared enough about a regular season basketball game. And part of it was because it was Lakers Celtics.
Yeah. I'm fine with NBA. I don't care. I'm fine with him, you know, with some measure of, you know, excitement. I thought he went a little bit overboard in how much of his actions carried over into overtime.
Yeah, they didn't do much in overtime.
No.
248-539-9797, some ticket text. Did anybody put a tourniquet on LaBaby's arm? Based on his reaction, I'm positive it was amputated on that play, Tony in Oxford. LaBitch. He looked like a toddler not getting his way. Watch the LeBron video again and watch how bad he travels before the foul. Patton Novi. He's actually got called for traveling more this year than I've ever seen before. But, yes, he travels on every play, as does – it's almost like holding in the NFL. They travel on the Eurostep and all that stuff is allowed now. If any other player threw that big of a temper tantrum, they would have gotten a technical. He was fouled, but come on.
Or ejected.
Nah, I don't think that would be ejectable. Should not have been a technical. They blew the call, and God forbid someone calls them out. When I don't do my job, I get called out. Protecting officials from verbal criticism endangers the integrity of all sports. What are they hiding? Talking about the Pat Bev thing. And was Bev going to show the ref that Braun took three steps? Funny how they bitch about a little tap on the wrist, but the fact is he traveled before that. That's why I can't watch the NBA. Steven at work.
Do you, I mentioned the fact that I felt like that outburst, obviously they start the overtime, you know, giving up two free throws with the technical foul. And it never really felt like they were in it at that point. They emotionally were kind of spent.
Yeah.
Everybody compares him to, and you mentioned this, top two or three of all time.
Mm-hmm.
You think Michael Jordan would have lost that game?
Probably not, but you never know.
Huh.
Probably.
I mean, it's kind of an unfair question to ask.
It certainly is.
You know, you can't, because you'd never know.
What you're saying is MJ gets the bad break, even though that would have been a call foul if it was MJ.
Probably. He would have switched hands.
But, yeah, exactly. Most overrated play ever. Yes. Jamie's big thing with Jordan.
I think he's the ultimate competitor. Yeah, he would have been upset about it, but he also would have said, okay, you know.
He would have done something about
it in
overtime.
Show you. Yeah.
What did LeBron do in overtime? I don't know.
Hang on. Yeah.
Anyway,
I do think that's a bit of an unfair question. I mean, did Michael Jordan never lose games?
I
do feel like when we do in these LeBron MJ comparisons, we're now positing these real life situations that LeBron is dealing with, and then we are sort of mythologically associating it with MJ and just giving the credit to MJ. Like, oh, he wouldn't have lost that game.
Right. And look, somebody tweeted out earlier today, I saw a video from a game like in the 90s where Michael went crazy. He thought he was fouled and went nuts, and he got, I don't know if he got tossed, but he got a technical foul. I don't know how that game ended or when in that game that took place. But he had his moments too. I mean, come on. They changed the rules more for Jordan than they did for LeBron.
Well, that's because they're already changed.
What are you talking about?
Rules.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because they changed it for Jordan.
Yeah.
Because Michael couldn't get hit by Ricky Mahorn and Bill Laimbeer, so let's change the rules. I mean, he still scored a lot of points. He's still a great player, but let's not kid ourselves that that the league wanted that too, all right?
He scored 7 points in OT.
That's pretty good. Yeah, so he lost, but maybe it wasn't because of him.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.